The Lung Cancer Initiative is also working with a global consortium on something called a pre-cancer atlas, which is exciting in terms of looking to go deeper in understanding the disease.
What a pre-cancer atlas is think about of all of the cellular and molecular changes that occur as a normal cell in your lung becomes pre-cancer and eventually becomes a full-blown invasive cancer. So it's a map of all of those changes.
Avi's team hopes to use that map in the future to identify the earliest signs of lung cancer development before it becomes a clinical problem.
And the analog here is cardiovascular disease. You know, in the last 30, 40 years, cardiologists no longer wait for someone to get a full-blown heart attack to start treating the patient. They treat the patient years and decades before they get disease, and they're able to do that because they gain the fundamental root cause understanding of what drives the earliest part of their disease.
Avi is hoping to find ways to identify that someone is on their way to developing lung cancer.
If we had that map of the molecular changes of a precancer to a cancer, we could develop ways of finding people that are harboring these precancerous lesions and then blocking them from ever getting invasive disease.
Would these future developments prevent his aunt from dying? Avi says maybe, but not in the short term. She was a non-smoker, so she probably wouldn't have gotten a screening for lung cancer.
But I do think in that longer range future I described, where we could develop non-invasive blood test or a nasal swab or some sort of breath test that could be done every year at your annual family doctor visit, that my aunt could have had one of those tests when she was in her late 30s, early 40s, and then had some sort of treatment that would have prevented her from getting the disease in the first place, or at least then get followed very closely.
Thanks to the work of the Lung Cancer Initiative, Avi believes a future like that is possible. A future that includes earlier diagnosis and treatment, all in one procedure, and a transformation of the lung cancer care paradigm that will help impact millions of people around the world. Dr. Avram Spira is the global head of the Lung Cancer Initiative at Johnson & Johnson. He is also an attending physician in the Medical Intensive Care Unit at Boston University Medical Center and a professor of medicine, bioinformatics, and pathology at Boston University. The Lung Cancer Initiative was formed in 2018 to unleash the full potential of science and technology to change the trajectory of this complex disease. This podcast was produced by Scientific American Custom Media and made possible through the support of the Lung Cancer Initiative at Johnson & Johnson.